drove it over to my private boat slip, parked it, and it's never left the lake. These 10 slips, that's exactly what will happen. They'll take their boat, launch it on the public launch, park it, put a lift in it, and it'll never leave the lake. Or, yeah, or until they
to
sell.
Be fair, you can't. People are going to do stuff. That's,
yeah. Sir, you have a question.
Yeah, something about not leaving the lake, those docks. When the water goes down, you can't get a boat off of those docks because you drop the lifts and they're in the mud. There's no depth to those docks.
And you're gonna have a major problem.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Seriously, you are.
Okay.
These are so. Once again, this will. What they're proposing is not a rental. These would be residents that would bring their boats down probably first of summer, put them in their slips for the summer. Is the way I'm understanding it. And they would be there until the end of summer, and then they would either take their boats or store them somewhere, or not on the property.
I mean, we've never discussed this. I have a boat. It's never left the lake. I don't have a trailer for it. It just sits in the slip.
Because from what I'm seeing is single parking.
Not a shallow pool either, and that is.
Yeah, and that's
very shallow.
I understand. That's beside. I mean, that. Okay. I mean, I understand that. What's that?
Even the basements get crowded.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's an Army Corps of Engineers. I mean, that's not specific necessarily to the development. I would like to kind of restate, Jack, sounds to me like we need to go down there and look at some things, safety-wise. Yes, sir.
You know, I know stop signs, whatever, you know, people are going to, you know, yeah, you're going to put a stop sign in. Well, why can't they stop? Speed limit is 20 miles an hour. So why couldn't they stop with a stop sign?
So, that again, I don't disagree.
Just saying.
There's a lot of times where we feel like common sense should prevail. And then the engineers and attorneys get involved, and no offense, Mr. Chandler.
Yeah.
Everything goes out the window.
Well, you know, it's just, you think about that, 20 miles an hour, how hard is it for you to stop my car? Okay, you know, your bicycle, whatever you're driving.
Can I point something out on the map?
Yes, please, and then we need to move forward.
Go back up to where his road is going to be.
It's right there at the top of that blue line.
Okay. Go up just a little further. Right there about where that 20 is, that is a hill. Right before that road. I mean, and it's a dangerous hill now. But if he's going to put that road in up there by that new house on 20, that is a very dangerous spot.
They might actually be going in the existing roadway that's already there.
What's that?
They're actually proposing using the existing roadway that's already there.
And the one that's already, the driveway that's already approved.
It's a very dangerous road.
And, sir, the existing road that's already there, and I do not know the road better than Jack, I promise you that, but I do live there. That existing road has a, and I don't think those people live here, or people that live down that road, if there's anybody that lives down that road or here, that's not a traveled road at this time.
Just you're talking about
Metcalf,
yeah.
It is a public road, not traveled.
Publicly platted.
Publicly platted, yes, sir. Not traveled, just heads up.
Or maintained, yeah.
Or maintained.
And I think that during his presentation, he stated that would be improved.
Correct.
And it would have to be improved to the public standards.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I want to make sure everybody's been heard this morning. Everybody that wants to speak has had a chance to speak before we move forward with anything this morning. So is there any other comments or any other discussion that you all wish to partake in before we move forward? Not hearing any. Carl, is there anything else you would like to state, or Mr. Finkenbinder?
No, sir.
Okay. Commission, do you have any questions amongst us, discussion?
I think I have a better understanding of, I was kind of like that gentleman, so why would you not just replat it and move on?
Mm-hmm.
But I understand because you want to be able to, it benefits the county, and that's why you directed them that way. It benefits the developer.
regardless of what way we go forward, I just want to be clear that we've heard a tremendous outpour of public safety concerns with that roadway. And as Commissioner Williams stated, we do have works in place with the Army Corps of Engineers to get that road lifted. We do have the permitting and stuff in the works at the moment. So that is something that we are currently working on as far as what we the plans of that. But I want to make sure, regardless of approval or denial today, Mr. Finkenbinder and his company are going to build 10 things there. I think that's the general consensus. One, they're going to replat and go with R1, and they're going to put 10 structures in there. Or the simple zoning change is going to happen, and they're going to put 10 structures in there. I think from the county standpoint, Commission and Jack, I think we need to hear these concerns and make sure that that probably moves up on our priority list for the citizens of Big Bear to make sure that we take care of the roadway as much as we possibly can. Because, like I said, regardless of our decision today, it sounds like there's two avenues for them to take, and there's going to end up being 10 structures there. I think that's just inevitable. We've heard it both sides, right? So, I mean, that is what it is. So I think that needs to be on our priority list in the near future to do something there.
Is there multiple little HOAs or multiple little developments in there?
Neighborhoods,
like
we're in
Arcadia. Okay. Is there like a single person at each neighborhood? Like I know you're with Big Bear, and then so like you could be a point of contact. Somebody could be a point of contact for each, I guess, neighborhood area. Is that?
Yeah, that could happen.
Sure. I'm on the board at Big Bear.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're communicating with Jack and us.
Sounds like it. Self-appointed?
Okay.
About the road. And we said it's going to happen this fall.
You're talking about the Army Corps of Engineers stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, that's...
I think we're getting close.
I don't care.
What's that? I'm sorry, sir.
I'll be the contact.
So there's communication with Jack.
Yes.
Does everybody in there feel like they can communicate with Jack?
Yes. One thing I do need to point remind everybody is a lot of the improvements on that will be contingent to roadway issues.
Okay.
That will be contingent to roadway issues. I mean, we're kind of constricted right now on what we have roadway to do.
I got you.
A lot of people in there have something like that.
I want to make sure that you, like as Commissioner Farmer was saying, sounds to me like we need to make sure this is a priority. I want to make sure, and again, I believe all three of us, that you don't feel like, yeah, they listened to us that day and then nothing happened. We want to make sure something happens. And so, and I mean.
Will you send out some communication? Like, can you keep us in the loop? Like, if you give a list of your kind of key contacts in the different neighborhoods?
And that's the one with 26A, 28, that's that area right there?
No, it's one across the street.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah, right across.
Where it says 26A, 28A, okay.
So, I mean, do you need, like, a list?
I just want to make sure that, I mean, if we have a list
people of all the names that spoke.
So I just want to make sure that you guys feel like, hey, you can get a hold of Jack anytime, us anytime. And again, we have to do things that are realistic and within the law and within that road standards. But yes, if I just want to make sure everybody feels like in 6 months, if nothing, like, hey, there's no guardrail, there's no this, there's no that, we want to know.
Sir?
Is this something that can be tabled until you guys can maybe go down here and just take a look at what we're griping about?
I'm down there pretty regularly.
I'm pretty
so. You know, I mean, because it, you know, and especially right now, it's not as critical, but as we get into our nicer weather and the folks at the top of the hill are all filling up, flying by and whatever, and, you know, that, you know, right now it's not so bad. But here in a few more weeks, especially the holiday coming up, oh hell, I don't even want to be there on a holiday.
Do we have portable?
You know,
yeah, I should ask that.
It's just
to answer your question, I feel like if we were to postpone it again, everybody would feel feel like they needed to come to another meeting. I'd hate to do that to you guys.
Yeah, but do you really think, that you've got enough just from this versus maybe going down there and somebody saying, hey, this is what happens, sitting there for a little while, going down there, kick back and eat lunch and just watch what happens. It's tough. It really is. I understand that. But my bottom line is, why are we doing R1 and R3?
Well, I think that was spelled out so it would do away with the internal lot lines so they could position their structures. I mean, I think that's what we heard.
Yeah. Well, I understand that stuff. I really I have other properties too. Green County, where it's much tougher to do anything like this.
Pretty tough here.
You need to go to Green County.
Any other statements, discussion, commission? You good? You good? Mm-hmm. Good. All right. At this time, if there's no other public comment, no other discussion to be had on this case, we will close the public hearing and we will move to a vote.
Restrictions. If it were to pass, what restrictions would you want to put on?
Definitely the height restriction.
Well, the height restriction is already there.
It would need to be
at 40, no more than 3 stories, which is the current height restriction, correct?
At 45 feet.
45
feet. Yeah.
So that's already there. It'd be no more than 10 units that are single family.
Single or freestanding.
Freestanding. Units. And then everything has to be approved by you anyways, correct?
Yes, he's got to do a plat and bring it back through.
Yeah.
It'll be much more detailed. Site plan for the structures, setbacks, everything will be on it.
And how does it need to be worded to make sure there'd be restrictions on the deed? Mr. Finkelbinder, what would the terminology be?
The decision or record would reflect in recordable format the restrictive covenant of 10 units or less.
Decision of record to reflect in recordable format of 10 single family freestanding units or less.
I think that's accurate. Cody, does that cover?
Yeah.
Shane, you've been awful quiet over there. You got any comments?
Any comments?
I think all my pages of notes here have been addressed, so.
Find out if we can put a no bus sign somewhere.
I will make one more statement, and this isn't open for discussion.
Not even with us?
Well, maybe. A lot of what I've heard this morning has been driven by Rocky Shores Estates. And I think that's a fair assessment to make. A lot of the traffic concerns,